Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria and Polokwane 25, Rustenburg 28 graden.
N1 north through Midrand is at a standstill at the moment. There's been a very heavy crash at Olifantsfontein Road and we've got heavy traffic to match.
Suid-Afrika se watervoorsieningskrisis is in die kollig by die tweedaagse nasionale water en sanitasie Indaba in Midrand. Die Indaba kom te midde van kommer oor verouderde infrastruktuur, korrupsie, onwettige waterverbindings en ernstige waterverliese. Anders as die Mogobo berig.
The Indaba will bring together key stakeholders including the presidential water task team, water boards, municipalities, business leaders and experts in the water sector. The goal is to assess progress since the 2024 summit and develop a national turnaround plan to secure South Africa's water future. The discussions coincide with National Water Month, reinforcing the urgency of ensuring water access as a basic human right. With climate change exacerbating water scarcity, South Africa already receives below average global rainfall. Experts stress the need for urgent infrastructure reforms to prevent further losses and ensure long-term sustainability. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die polisie in Gauteng is steeds op soek na die eienaar van 'n eiendom in Lombardie Oos waar minstens 50 buitelandse burgers wat vermoedelik slagoffers van menshandel was, gister ontsnap het. Beamtes is ontbied nadat die buitelandse burgers sommige half naak na die ontsnapping op straat rondgehardloop het. Polisie woordvoerder Mawela Masondo sê hulle daarin geslaag om 32 van die buitelanders te red.
Preliminary investigation reveals that they are all Ethiopian. And their ages range from 18 to 24 years. They were kept in a certain house in Lombardie East. So then they broke the door and then they forced themselves out of the house. We are not sure who brought them to our country.
Corruption Watch sê wanadministrasie bly die mees aangemelde vorm van korrupsie. Die organisasie het sy jaarlikse korrupsieverslag vrygestel. Mangolise Kumalo berig.
Corruption Watch received 546 corruption complaints in 2024, a sharp decline from the 2,110 reported the previous year. The organization attributes this drop to a temporary internal restructuring process that limited new case intakes. Despite the decline, maladministration remains the most reported form of corruption, making up 34% of all complaints. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump het Leo Brent Bozzle die derde aangestel as ambassadeur in Suid-Afrika. Hy is die opvolger vir Ruben Brigitte. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. En tenslotte vandag is Wêreldteaterdag, die dag 4 en die mag om stories op die verhoog te vertel. Die tema is teater en 'n kultuur van vrede. Die Internasionale Teaterinstituut het Wêreldteaterdag in 1961 gestig. Additional September top story at this hour. South Africa's water supply crisis is in the spotlight at the two-day National Water and Sanitation Indaba in Midrand.
Oh, boy. Oy, they're also going to be delayed by the accident. Oy, oy, oy. N1 North, again, at a standstill pretty much through Midrand because of a big crash at Olifantsfontein Road. We'll give you plenty of traffic updates on the show today, plenty of reasons to keep listening to Jacaranda FM, more music that you love on the way as well. Well, the bad news or the good news?
Let's
go with the bad news first. The bad news is Entry Point is closed for a million and change.
Aww.
Dit sessie volgend gesluit and the winner gets announced tomorrow morning.
Woo-hoo.
The good news is, wow, we've still got $3,500 Arnie Nell voucher up for grabs. Hey, who needs a million anyway? That's coming up on the show today. Listen out for the mnemonic. It's a throwback Thursday. Just looking ahead, though, it looks like we are going to have a lot of rain later. 40% chance of rain. Josie peaking at a reasonable 24 today. Anyway, hoofstad net 25 grade.